Let us turn our attention to Dr. Hanan. It is time for what we do with him on a Monday, which is called It's Going to Be Okay. And he's, of course, a renowned psychologist, head of the Anxiety and Trauma Clinic in Johannesburg. And he's here for us every Monday. Hey, Doc.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good. Very good.
Hey.
So, Doc, let's just look at this quickly. We're going to delve into some celebrity drama. Jennifer Lopez, apparently she's had weak tour sales, a baffling album movie documentary, and general online mockery. Why does everyone seem to hate Jennifer Lopez so much? What is our obsession with celebrities? Why do we watch these things like an accident happening in front of us? And why do we expect more from celebrities than we do from normal people?
Well, society puts these celebrities or these people that we see on a daily basis on a pedestal, on a hierarchy, on a social hierarchy. We view them as higher than, you know, us, and something that we should aspire to and look up to because they've gotten so much attention and so much admiration. So it's the whole numbers thing. How many people follow you on Twitter? How many people follow you on Facebook? How many people follow you on any social media? Those are the people that you want to be around. We want to be around people that are, you know, surrounded by bodyguards at a club, or people that are surrounded by hordes of fans at a concert. We want to be around people that, as I said, garner attention and admiration. And we look at these people and we see them as almost godlike, and we expect them to behave. But there's a side to us that wants to see them fail as well, because then it makes them human too. It is almost like an internal gratification when we see someone that we see as absolute godlike make a mistake, falter, shave their hair, get a divorce, you know, scream in the middle of a shopping mall, or scream at their kids, because it makes them human, which makes us feel better about ourselves.
I think, I don't know if Gareth's gone off to shave his head or get divorced. Oh, we can't hear him.
My mic was muted. Sorry.
Oh, there
I was
we
talking,
go.
I was talking to myself. No, you know, we do. We put these people on a pedestal and we expect them to behave better than us, and they don't. And then we're somehow disappointed. That's an us problem, though. That's not a them problem.
That's an us problem, for sure. Like, first of all, the fact that Jennifer Lopez, you know, has weak sales or strong sales, or whether she's having a fight with her husband or not, that's not your lane. I always tell people that, you know, focus on investing your coins, your energy into things that make your life better. How does knowing that Jennifer has good sales, bad sales, how does it make your life better? How does it make you a better father, a better husband, a better wife, a better mother? How does it make you a better worker? How does it make and increase your sense of purpose in life? So invest your time and energy into things that create value. But to your point, yes, it's completely a nice problem. You know, when I see these celebrities doing, I don't know, crazy things, it's crazy by their standards. It's normal human stuff. And the truth is, us mortal humans, we also do crazy things, but it's not caught on camera and not being portrayed on social media. So when I see these celebrities doing these things, I'm always like, well, obvious, because they're human beings.
Okay, but then I've got to ask you another question. Why do we get so involved? Because you say quite rightly, we've got to stay in our lane. It's got nothing to do with us. It's not going to affect our lives in any way. So why is it that ordinary people take such an interest in these celebrities, to the point where they allow themselves to be distracted from their own shortcomings, responsibilities, the stuff that we have to do? Some people I know are more interested in celebrities than they are in their own children.
Definitely. That's quite right. That is quite right. But Gareth, you know, it's a very primitive psychological thing to draw your attention towards the most popular, you know, guy or girl in the room. If you walk into a club and, you know, somebody whispers in your ear, there's Beyonce, you are suddenly going to leave your friends. You suddenly don't care about, you know, the person that you were talking to, and your attention is going to go towards the, you know, Beyonce, because she's the most popular girl in the room, or whoever you admire, whoever your mentor is, or whoever you look up to, whoever is the highest on the social hierarchy scale for you. So we as human beings, and by the way, why do we do that? Because it ensures our survival. When we attach ourselves to people of higher a hierarchy of high importance, we are more likely to survive and feel protected. When we attach ourselves to people of lower social control, social hierarchy, we are not going to be protected by them because they don't possess the same power, the same leverage, the same weaponry, the same defense systems as the people that have much more power, much more money, much more influence. And that's why we naturally gravitate our attention towards those.
Yeah, well, those people aren't going to protect and give you power. That's the whole problem, though. They don't even know you exist.
100%. 100%. But that's where social media kind of like stuffed it all up, because you're quite right. While we think that if we just gravitate and get the likes from these individuals, we are going to be much more popular. We're going to kind of move up the ranks on the social hierarchy. But social media completely messes it up, because we get these likes and we get these thumbs up and we get these loves and we get these, whatever we get, and we think it's real. We think that means we're moving up the social hierarchy. Meanwhile, it's all gibberish. It's all nonsense stuff.
So, all right, one last thing here. Some of these people are actually terrible examples of how to behave. I mean, J-Lo, for example, really doesn't know how to behave. She's got a bit of an attitude about herself. She doesn't seem very likable. She surrounds herself with sycophants and people who tell her how great she is all day in and day out. She doesn't seem to have any checks and balances on her own bad behavior. And I'm not going at Jennifer Lopez. She just happens to have been in the news last week. And there's this huge outpouring of real dislike for her. But despite that, she still seems to think everybody loves her. So if you are famous and you are important, in inverted commas, in the world, how do you maintain a grounded approach? How do you, if you are someone who, let's say you're the boss in your company, or you're the most popular kid at school, or whatever else, how do you make sure that you don't get to a point where you become such a pain in the ass that everyone hates you?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I'll introduce you to a concept that I use in my world and I teach my patients on a daily basis. I'll build some context. My brother's a pilot, and my brother shared this with me. Pilots never trust their feelings when they fly. And the reason why they don't trust their feelings is because feelings lie to us all day long. Feelings are lies. We've discussed this many, many times. Feelings are pathological lies. And when in midair, at that kind of altitude, when your body's telling you gravitating right, you could in reality be gravitating left. And when your body's telling you steady, you could be actually nosediving straight to the ground. So I asked my brother, what do pilots then trust? And he says, pilots trust their instruments, because instruments never lie. And the number one mistake, and we make two of them, the number one mistake that we make is we trust our feelings. We've discussed this many, many times on the show, because if you trust your feelings, you will naturally gaslight yourself, because your feelings will lie to you. And the number two mistake that we make is we trust broken instruments. If you trust broken instruments, you will be gaslit too. So imagine this scenario. Imagine I have a fight with my wife and I lean on my best friend for advice, but this best friend has been divorced 6 times, cheated on every single one of his partners, and he's loving single life. He's naturally going to gaslight me. So it doesn't make him a bad person. It just makes him the wrong instrument for this kind of job. So I'm not going to go for a run now and lean on my thermometer to tell me how fast I'm running. The thermometer is not broken, but it is the wrong instrument. So when you ask me, how did these celebrities, and that goes for everybody from, you know, the normal us to these celebrities, is we all need to be calibrated, but choose your instruments wisely. If you surround yourself with people that always tell you you are right, you are good, you are wonderful, you're amazing, you are naturally going to crash. Because imagine flying a plane that always tells you you're flying great. You know, it's like the emperor's new clothes. You know, if everybody's telling you that you always are great, you will end up crashing. So the best way to calibrate yourself is ask yourself, am I surrounded with the correct calibrated instruments? Am I surrounded with people who are honest with me and who will tell me the truth? Because those are the people that are going to calibrate you. Whether you're a celebrity or it doesn't matter, whether you're mortal us, surround yourself with people who are honest, who are naturally going to give you the reliable and valid advice that you need.
It's hard to find those people, and it's hard to keep going like that, because once you decide that you're friends and you really love each other and you start saying nice things about each other and you mean it, eventually you do shy away from giving people the honest feedback that they need. And sometimes that feedback is going to hurt. Sometimes it can impact very badly on the friendship, but those are the real friends that you actually need.
Definitely. Definitely. And I'm not saying have, you know, friendships can be different things for different people. So I have my tennis friend and I've got my let's go out and talk rubbish friend. And I just want my tennis friend to be honest with me with tennis. And I want my let's go out friend and talk business to be honest with me with that. So I don't need, you know, one friend for everything, but I need in those departments and those environments, I always choose to have honest friends compared to nice friends. You remember, my feelings are irrelevant. I just want to be guided by the correct instruments. If I'm in the forest and I want to, and I need to get out, I don't care about the nice map. I want an accurate map. I don't care about the nice compass. I want an accurate compass, irrespective of what I feel, because I would rather have an honest person that leads me out of my troubles, that leads me out of the forest, than have a nice friend that keeps me stuck and gaslit.
Yeah, hard to find. You've got to hope you've got those people in your life, and you better hope that they are honest with you, because you can also, it can take you a long time to figure out who your real friends are.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. But there is a way to figure it out, and you need to be guided by the results. If you feel that you are getting the results, that means you've been guided accurately. And if you're not getting from point A to point B, then you're being misguided. So ask yourself, and we go back to many, many shows ago when I said, you know, the goal becomes the God. What do you want out of life? And ask yourself whether you have the right people to get you to the goal. And if you're getting to the goal, then you're surrounded by the right instruments. And if you're not getting to the goal, then you need to maybe reassess.
Instruments, yeah. Change those instruments. Carl DeSantis says, I know why you don't rely on your tennis friend for advice. It's always back and forth with him. All right. Thank you, Doc. Good to see you.
Okay, guys. Nice to see you.
Good week. Cheers. Dr. Khanan Bushkin. Very good.